Ocean FM.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Ocean FM, the IBA, and funded by Commission Le Mans with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
Hello and welcome to Ours to Protect. Today I'm taking a closer look at a topic we've touched on here regularly enough in the past few months: how connecting with nature can improve our health. Now, the best way to ensure that everyone can benefit from this connection is by making room for our nature and protecting the environmental quality of our surroundings. And this brings me to the current public consultation on County Sligo's draft development plan. You'll be happy to hear that there's a specific section in the plan dealing with environment and climate change matters, and that it also sets out particular targets in relation to these, linking them with other aspects of development. Sligo County Council is holding public information evenings on the plan across the county over the month of November. And this is a great way to find out more about the environmental and climate change related elements of the plan, and indeed to feedback your own opinions. The venue for this evening's session, which runs from 4 p.m. to 7, is in Oxfield in Kearney. An information session will also be held in Enniscrone next Tuesday, and there'll be one in Ballymote on this day next week. On the 21st of November and the 12th of December, you can go to City Hall to get all the information you might need. Encouraging nature in our surroundings is fundamentally important, not just as an environmental notion, but for our individual well-being. Direct linkages between nature and good health are proven here in Ireland and across the world, as ecologist Declan Feeney explains.
There's some really good examples around the world where, you know, medical facilities are right next to environmental locations and good ecosystems, and what happens is that the ecosystem can thrive, but the patients can actually thrive as well because they've access to nature. And we all need access to nature. It's part of what we are as a species. There's been lots of work done on what happens when we go into nature, and it slows down our heart rate, it reduces our stress levels. It's actually great for communications with people, and it's also great for families and the experience, their connection to nature. Because while we find ourselves in a very insulated life and we move in, you know, modes of transport that disconnect us from nature, we need nature around us. So having areas, biodiverse areas, in around towns and villages is incredibly important. And they can just be small walking areas or areas where people can stop and they can take the moment.
I went to get a flavour of the power of nature in action with Maeve's Dragon Warriors Dragon Boat Club by Loch Gill. One social paddle on a Saturday morning with this lively and genuinely welcoming group certainly convinced me of the health benefits. After a glorious hour on the lake, the club's founder, Clodagh, and club member, John, told me more.
It's magical, and it's like some people say, it's like going out through the Amazon, because we're going out through a small little corridor through the trees, and there's rushes, and all the trees are over, and in the summertime then you'll have all the lilies all come up there, so it's beautiful. And then you go out onto the Ahamore Bay, which is a side shoot off Loch Gill, which is where we are. So we go out onto Ahamore Bay, and then the whole lake just opens up, and you have the mountains and you have all the trees, which are stunning at the moment with all the different colours and that. And when it's flat calm, you have the reflection down onto the water. And it's just where the healing begins. Yeah. Because with us, we're a cancer club. So the majority of our members have their own cancer story. And so this is where the healing begins. Like, we had a lady out now with us today, her first time out on the water with us today, and she's so excited that she's going to join up. She'll be back. And last year, another lady who joined us subsequently, her first time out on the water, she just sat in the boat and cried, you know. So if you need space to shed a tear, you have it. Mm-hmm. And there's no questions, you know, what's wrong, Cherry, all right? We just know.
Take your paddle out if you feel like you need a rest. Your partner will take the paddle out as well. And, I mean, we just continue. You won't come in having a bad day.
Yeah, you won't come in grumpy. You might go out grumpy, but you won't come back grumpy.
Absolutely. You can have your worst day ever and come back out of there with a smile on your face.
This is what nature can do for us. And these paddlers know the value of it. It's often being conscious of the small things that makes a difference. And any club can take a few simple steps in this direction. Clodagh describes how the club members appreciate and look after the nature that supports them.
You know, you leave no trace. So when we arrive here, we're noisy and we're boisterous, and, you know, cars are in and out, and we'd have our teardrop flags advertising who we are and everything, and the boats would be in and out. But once we're gone, everything is locked away, and you'd never know that we were here at all. No matter if it's just a small paddle that we're going out for together, or if we're just meeting for a cup of tea, or if we have a big event like an open day or something. There's no trace once we're gone, that's it. It's beautiful, yeah. And it's very, very sheltered here as well. So depending on the wind direction, a guide when you're here is to look at the treetops and see how they're behaving. Today you were lucky to be able to go down the Garvaugh River towards town and to get a different view of Benbulbin before you turn the bend there.
You've also seen the spring going there. We're sharing that water with, there was a pair of swans there that had 9 cygnets coming out here, and we were sharing the water, and we effectively watched them grow during the summer. We had ducks over on this little end of it here where they had their little ducklings, and we're sharing the water with those. So like, you're very conscious of that. We see them growing, like, in full growing. I'm sure they'll be back next spring, like, you know, to share the water with us again, like, you know. We also have a donkey on the other side of the lake here.
Oh yeah.
Every time we go out that sort of thing, he starts braying.
Yeah.
Every really single time. Yeah. It's like he knows that we're out. Yeah. Like,
laughing
at us, yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
Donkeys may not be everybody's cup of tea. However, weaving nature into our everyday lives and our immediate surroundings is undoubtedly good for us all. By the banks of the rushing river, I hope you can hear ecologist Shayla Healy over the water as she emphasises just how tuning in and listening to nature has always been important. And this is reflected in our language.
Without even swimming in the river, it's like you're bathing it already. It's there for all of us. And so John O'Donoghue, he used to talk about this old Irish word, Tinnalach. And he would say Tinnalach is a really old word for hearing the rush and the roush of nature, and it's something above the tone that I'm speaking, or that we're used to hearing, you know, just on that mid-range in our ears. And so you sit here, allow your mind to just move beyond up those upper registers and hear the sound of nature communicating with you. And that sound above all of that, yeah?
As we wind up for today, we're turning away from the river towards our coasts. If you're part of a coastal community, Bordiski Wara is looking for your feedback regarding strengths and challenges in this area and ways in which they can look to improve on the Fisheries and Local Action Group plan for the Northwest. If you've an interest in this, there's an open evening at the Radisson Blue Hotel tonight from 7 p.m. and you can make your views known there. Your input could really help to make a difference.